And good morning. Welcome to another edition of Health Essentials. It's very good to be with you this Saturday morning, and tickled to be here. You're not going to find many days more gorgeous than this one, so if you want to heal your body, why don't you go outside and soak up some natural light that God has made for us. Anyway, there's so much information to cover this morning, and I know that, well, here's a caller already. We'll go ahead and take this phone call, see what happens. Good morning and welcome to the program. How are you?
Good morning, Dr. Morgan.
Hi.
Hi. I have real quick, not quick question, but I wanted to find out some osteoporosis information. I did a diagnosis about 3-4 years ago for osteopenia, and I just got the bone density test about a month ago, said osteoporosis. And they have some treatment that they're recommending, but I'd like to see what you have an opinion on this.
Did your doctor talk to you about weight-bearing exercises?
Oh, yes. That, and then also, 3-4 years ago, they were talking about Boniva, and I took about 6 months, and I put it down and tried to do
well,
it.
Well, evidently, that 6 months of Boniva didn't do anything to stop you from going osteoporosis, did it?
Yes, that time was osteopenia, but they recommended Prolia or TYMLOS. It's like a daily shot,
yeah,
like injection that you do. And I've been researching on that, but I just don't like to go in that way.
I don't blame you at all. I feel the same way as you do. Let me ask you this, and I'm not trying to dig you for information, but how much stress are you under in your life?
I've been having a lot of stress with work, but then I just retired on December 31st.
Oh, you did? Okay. Well,
yes.
How can you retire when you're 40?
Well,
oh, you're not 40. Okay.
No, I'm not 40. I'm 57. But
well, if I can, let me cover the basics right here because I want you to be able to get this. If we took a chemical breakdown of the bones and we tried to find out what they're made of, they're probably about one-third water, one-third minerals, and one-third protein.
Yes.
The protein I want to talk about just briefly, that's made of collagen.
Mm-hmm.
Collagen is the basic structural building block of everything in the body, from cartilage to muscle to skin to ligament to tendon to brain to heart. I don't think there's anything that you can name that's not made of collagen. You get to see your hair and your skin. That's collagen. So if I'm trying to help the bones rebuild themselves, number one, you got to put stress on them. That's where daily weight-bearing exercises, walking, all those things, they play a huge, huge role. But if you lack collagen, man, it's going to be hard to lay down minerals to attach the collagen. Just kind of like how can a bricklayer lay bricks around a house unless they have a frame up first and they have everything ready for bricks to go up. And so I am a huge fan of that collagen. It's not very expensive. It's probably one of the cheaper ones, but it's called Great Lakes Collagen Hydrosylate, and it's easy to order off Amazon or other websites.
Okay, and I'm taking some collagen. I've been taking like that since a month ago or so.
Yeah, good call.
Pill, like a 6 pill a day.
Yeah, probably not going to be enough. I would just go to the straight powder. It's going to mix in water. I have a lot of patients that just take it in coffee. They can stir it in tea. It's easy to drink down. It doesn't taste bad, but I'll let you judge for yourself which form of collagen you want to take. I just have seen great success with that one, the one called Great Lakes Collagen Hydrosylate. So you just determine for yourself if you want to stick with the pills or you want to take this, and I'll leave that up to you. Number next. You have to come to the table with an idea that magnesium has more to do with reversing bone loss than calcium ever could. I know that doesn't make logical sense. Everybody's probably thinking to themselves, Dr. Morgan, tell them to drink or to take calcium supplementation. But it's been my experience that magnesium plays such a greater role in laying down new bones, so I'd like you to consider that. The two fat-soluble vitamins, they're going to give you the biggest bang for the buck at helping tilt the scales in your favor are going to be vitamin K2 and vitamin D3. And those are two fat-soluble vitamins. So one of
I take some Caltrate. But the doctor was ordered about 2 a day, but then now...
Well, you can do that, but you know what that's going to do for you? That's going to set you up for having a greater problem with a stroke. Mm-hmm. It's going to set you up for having a heart attack.
Really?
Now, if you don't believe that, just look up the raw data, and you're going to find out the more calcium that women take, the more fractures they have and the more strokes and the more heart attacks. So I'm trying to, I mean, if you were getting calcium that comes from food, that's never a problem. So if you want to eat a kale salad for lunch today or eat a sweet potato or have broccoli, that's good calcium. But that Caltrate or Citracal they're given, I don't think that's going to solve anything. I mean, you can do that, but that's hope against hope.
Well, I've been taking it about 2-3 years, and it just
But it hasn't done anything to stop the bone loss,
has it? It's getting worse right now.
Yeah, exactly. And so if you would consider prayerfully and thoughtfully taking vitamin K2 and vitamin D3, that will help tilt the scales in your favor.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. I hope that helps you a bunch.
Oh, great. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You know what? I guess you have to determine what the truth is. And I can't force a doctor to agree with what I'm saying, nor do I want to. But each has to come to the table with a clean spoon and find out what the truth is. Good morning. Welcome to the program. How are you?
Well, I'm fine. I have type 2 diabetes.
Yes, ma'am.
And I take Gymnema, like you recommended. And I was wondering, my toes have been like the... circulation in my toes is not good, and just lately this week my big toe has really been hurting.
Oh, bless your heart.
And what can I do to improve the circulation or whatever, you know?
Are you flexible enough where you can rub your toes and your feet every day?
Yes.
Well, if you could find a comfortable way to either sit on the couch or in a chair or on the bed or floor, whatever you can do, you're just going to have to start rubbing those feet, massaging them every day to stimulate circulation. Hawthorn is a common herb. I think it's extremely safe to take. But it's a rare herb in that it greatly improves circulation. And so are you taking a blood pressure medication?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
If you take Hawthorn, you may not have to take as much blood pressure medication.
Okay, well, my husband and I were taking Hawthorn, and we ran out, but we were just taking one pill a day, and I don't even know what size we're taking.
Well,
one a day.
Yeah, depending on the manufacturer, it'd probably take like 3 to 6 minimum to get the job done.
Okay, well, that's what kind of what the...
But the I would start rubbing those feet. I'd rub them with olive oil. I'd rub them down with coconut oil. I'd massage them frequently. One of my favorite tools of all time is called a foam exercise roller. I have one at the office I paid $4 for. That's pretty cheap. But you can buy a high-quality one for like $10, $11, $12. But an exercise roller is going to be one of the greatest techniques that I know of for restoring circulation in the legs. Because what it does is it removes out all that congested, stagnant blood from your calves and from your lower legs and your thighs. They're just wonderful. It's just called an exercise roller. Even if you don't know what one is, you can get on the website called YouTube and type in how to use a foam exercise roller or an exercise roller, and you'll see multiple demonstrations on how you can use those successfully. But they are phenomenal at working stagnant blood and poor circulation out.
Well, now, I have a foot roller. It's
Oh, cool.
It's wooden.
Oh, yeah. Do you use it every day?
No.
Well, and so just blow the dust off of it and start using it.
That's probably true.
Yeah. If you'll do that, you'll be better off. See, it's going to take, and the more that I study changing the body, it takes 3 weeks to establish a change. Probably takes more like 3 months to make a permanent change. But if you just on faith alone said, you know what, I'm going to start using my foot roller. Use it every day and be faithful with it and start stretching your legs. Your circulation is not going to magically restore overnight. But if you consistently exercise and you do your foot roller and you rub and massage your feet and you rub your legs down with either olive oil or coconut oil every day, you're going to be heading the right direction. If you take enough magnesium and Hawthorn, your circulation will improve.
Okay, well, I will try that. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I had a situation that happened this week. A mother called me on the phone concerned about her daughter's blood sugar being around 300, and she said, this is not great. What can we do? And I said, well, just have her suck on a tablet of Gymnema, which is a herb to lower blood sugar. And she said, well, how much will it lower the blood sugar? I said, probably 50 points. And so, but you know me, I was completely wrong, because she sent me a text back and said, it lowered it 175 points. It went down to 116, which is actually closer to where it should be. Oh, that was funny. Anyway, I have a... I think I waited too long. There was someone was trying to call. The number here at the station is 903-586-5257. This program is Health Essentials. I'm here to help you. Good morning. Welcome to the program.
Yes, good morning. I have noticed that my blood sugar is, the fasting is like 100, and usually mine has been 89 or below. And so I heard you say the Gymnema, and what all foods do I need to avoid, even oats?
Well, I'm not going to say oats are bad. I don't want to do that. What I would say is, if I had to choose one technique and one technique only, I'd say just focus on eating meat and vegetables. And the vegetables that tend to be low in starches or low in sugar are going to be things like, greens and salad and kale, cauliflower, cabbage, Brussels sprouts, broccoli, stuff like that, because it's low in sugar. If you told me you wanted to bake zucchini in the oven and sprinkle some mozzarella cheese on it or something, that would be good for you right there, because it's low in starch and sugar. It's really the sugar and the grains that do the most damage to the body. Have you ever seen
what about food grapefruits?
Well, grapefruits are typically low in sugar.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Okay.
I don't think I've seen someone overdose on a grapefruit before and go to the ER.
Right. Okay.
Are you
and then, of course, pardon?
No, I was just going to ask you, has your weight changed over the years?
In the last year, when I hit menopause, I was not sleeping at night, so I was exercising less, because I wasn't getting any rest, and just complete fatigue. My hormone levels dropped. And so, yeah, my diet suffered with that.
I would suggest if there was only one mineral that I could recommend to you, it'd probably have to be zinc. Because
usually take 50.
You do take 50 milligrams?
Yeah.
Do you happen by chance to know what the form of zinc is?
I can look.
Well, you don't have to be perfect. Yeah. I'm just curious if you knew off the top of your head.
It just says zinc 50 milligrams. It doesn't... Oh, wait a minute. Here it is. Gluconate.
Gluconate. Okay, that's an amino acid chelate. Okay. You know what? A smart person, though, not a dumb person, but a smart person, goes, you know what? I'm seeing changes in my body. I don't like it. What can I do to correct it? And see, that's what you're doing right here. Anytime that you take charge of your health, that's a good thing. You're beautiful. This is perfect. And so you might need to increase your exercise just a little bit. That's the number one ticket for resetting all the insulin receptor sites of your cells. So if you get back into exercise.
And I got a personal trainer.
Oh, wow. Then you are one serious chick. You're ready to go.
Yeah.
Good. That's great.
Yeah. Okay, so Gymnema, or is that the word? That's not right.
Yeah, no, you got it right. Gymnema, sure.
Oh, okay, it's Gymnema.
Just like you're going to go to the gym.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, and you did you hear me just tell that story on the radio about the woman's daughter that her blood sugar was at 300, and she sucked on a Gymnema tablet for probably 2 or 3 minutes, and it went from 300 down to 125. I mean, that's just unbelievable. That's just unbelievable, if you ask me. And which I think most people understand the fastest way to get something in your bloodstream is to suck on it. So if you were to take a sublingual B12 tablet, Well, you're going to just leave it under your tongue or just leave it in your mouth. That way the sublingual artery and vein can carry it right into the bloodstream or just bypassing digestion. So,
yeah.
Of course, people that use drugs all the time, illegal drugs, they know that pretty well.
Yeah.
I really don't have any experience taking illegal drugs. None. Not any, which is good. But when when someone is just miserable and they're in pain and suffering, oh, yes, they try to bypass the digestive tract and just get it right into the bloodstream. And so that's one technique for getting it in there.
Yeah. And, you know, and I just took this upon myself because I'm having trouble losing the my BMI is 28, so it's not horrible, but it's definitely too high.
See,
I'm
when
just trying
blood,
to get
when
that
your
down.
Blood sugar falls from, say, 100 down to 89, that's when you'll lose weight much easier. I've seen that over and over and over again. So even just a small change on your blood sugar. See, the other thing that I would just consider, and this is only my opinion, I'm not trying to make it one size fits all, but any time that you, have you ever heard of the term intermittent fasting?
Yes.
Okay, that has got to be one of the greatest techniques of all time for correcting all this. Because what you do is you give your entire system a sabbatical or a vacation or a rest. And sometimes it's just as simple as that. The body just needs a little bit of rest.
Right.
I mean, have you ever just looked in the mirror and said to yourself, you know, you just need a break?
Oh, yeah.
Or am I the only one that's ever said that?
Mm-mm.
So, and if you do, intermittent fasting is where you might attempt to only eat all your food in like a six-hour window. And then sleep takes up much of that time, but you get to just rest your body. And that really helps lower blood sugar. The fastest unburdening of toxic waste and toxic chemicals is when you're fasting. And so I have read before that how wonderful a person feels when they go to bed at night has everything to do with how their body is in the morning. And so could you imagine going to bed with your blood sugar high and you felt jittery and irritable and you were nervous and you couldn't fall asleep and your mind was racing and the sleep you were tossing and turning and waking up constantly? Well, that wouldn't be good.
Yeah, and that's basically what I've been doing since I hit menopause.
Well, and what you're doing is you're greatly helping restore hormonal balance through intermittent fasting.
Okay, I will do it.
Can you see my 5-year-old son standing right next to me? Oh, that's right. This is the radio. Tom, don't do that, son. He's attempting to push all the buttons here at the control booth. Yeah, but if you need hormonal help, and that's one of the things that will help you is intermittent fasting, because it's going to help clear out all those garbage hormones and chemicals that are building up in your body, and you're just going to wipe the slate clean. Now, yes, it's true. You may feel worse for 3 or 4 days, in which I don't want you to feel worse, but that's just very, very common. If all of a sudden you skip breakfast, you're only eating lunch and supper, I mean, I would probably promote something like, do you like to eat salads at all?
Oh, yeah.
It's got to be the easiest thing for me of all time just to get a salad mix at the store and just make my own salad for lunch. I know that may not be perfect, but it's a lot better than eating donuts for lunch, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, and I get all my meals up for lunches on Sunday and have them. So it's not like I eat horrible all the time, but
no, you don't.
I do have a family history. You know,
well,
diabetes.
And everybody's got a weakness. I don't know one person that doesn't have their own set of strengths and their own set of weaknesses, and you just have to work on those. And so you do not want to have a problem developing diabetes that will wreck and destroy your body. I honestly think that the average person with diabetes just doesn't take it seriously. I never tell them that to their face, but you can tell by what they do, and they just want to play so close to the edge. And they want to eat all the things. They're just going to put that system under a great strain. But you've got to reverse all that. And that's where focusing on meat and vegetables can actually save your life.
Okay.
You can't make it without food.
I'm
going to
do it.
Yeah, you can. The more that you, the better that you do this, you'll see the results and you'll be able to put it to the test and you'll be encouraged. And you'll see significant weight loss. It'll be phenomenal.
Yes.
You can do it. I believe
you. Okay, well, I...
Well, thank you very, very much.
You're welcome. Thanks so much for your phone call, ma'am. Hope you have a great weekend. Bye-bye. All right. The number here at the station is area code 903-586-5257 if you want to call. Tom, don't do that, son. Sorry.
All right.
Turn your radio down.
Yep, I got it.
All right. Good deal, man. How can I help you?
Well, 2 weeks ago, I had a I was working cattle, and I had a cow got me up against the fence, and she smashed my calf.
And you mean the back of your leg?
Yes, sir.
Oh boy.
Yeah. And so now I am I take Plavix because I had a heart attack a couple of times, and but my issue is. Of course, it's all black and blue, and from my kneecap all the way to the bottom of my foot. I've talked to a physical therapist, and he's given me exercises and stuff to do. So I'm doing those best I can. I'm thinking, what can I do to help from the inside out?
Oh boy! Well, let me talk about the outside in first.
Okay.
I can only tell you what I would do if it were me, and this is going to sound kind of radical. I would take a 5-gallon bucket, which you probably have 20 laying around the farm, don't you?
One or two, yes, sir.
Oh, yeah, one or two? Well, if you find one that's clean, that's the one we want to use, not the one that's got, like, hydraulic fluid in it.
Right.
But if you will, take it and fill it with water and put several trays of ice in there and submerge your leg in that cold ice water. And let me tell you what's going to happen. It's going to be uncomfortable, number one. But when you submerge your lower leg in ice water, your body is going to start releasing heat shock proteins to heal that very, very rapidly. Just imagine yourself as the starting quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys, and you've had a middle linebacker land right on your calf muscle and just crush it.
Yes, sir.
So submersing it for 10 minutes in an ice-cold water will do you a world of favor. Number two, there's a homeopathic remedy. It's a gel. It's called Arnicare. And you can rub that directly on your calf muscle, and it will help break up the inflammation. It's wonderful. I've seen that stuff work. I don't want to say the word miracle lightly, because I realize that's something that God does that I can't do or conceive.
Right.
But I'm going to say I've seen such results that I thought, wow, I could never have guessed it would have worked that well. But you can get Arnicare at just about any store, and you can start rubbing it on there several times a day. The other thing that I would do is I would consider rubbing it down with castor oil.
Okay.
Number four, if I can add one more thing to the list. If it were me, I would probably get like a compression stocking. And there is a brand called Skins, there's one called Tommy Copper. All you do is just measure the circumference of your calf. And they'll have one size that fits your calf perfectly. That'll make a world of difference right there.
Okay, you said Arnicare? Can you spell that for me?
Yeah, Arnicare. It's Arnicare. Arnicare.
Okay.
Sorry.
Arnicare. Okay.
Yeah. When there's a lot of traffic in the background and wind and everything else and highway noise, you just do the best you can.
Right. Sure.
And so now this is going to be controversial, but not to me. Because if you tell this to the doctor while you're on Plavix, they're just going to have like a small heart attack right in front of you, no pun intended. But the herb that breaks up all the stagnant blood and the clots in the legs is going to be hawthorn. That is my opinion. Look into it yourself. But I have seen patient after patient after patient when they had clots in their lungs or their legs or their there's nothing that dissolves a clot like hawthorn.
Okay.
Boy, you've got some heavy noise there, buddy.
Yep, I know.
That's all right. But anyway, think of those things from the inside out, and we'll see what happens, all right?
And then you say hawthorn.
Yeah, you betcha. Yeah, it's hawthorn. Okay. Yeah, you betcha.
Okay. I appreciate it, bud.
You're welcome. Thank you, man. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, the number here at the station is 903-586-5257. If you have a phone call or you have a question, please call in. Make a phone call. All right, good morning. This is Dr. Morgan. How can I help today?
Turn my radio down. Two questions.
Great.
They may seem unrelated.
That's okay.
But they are. The first one is dried urine testing for comprehensive hormones. And grounding or earthing.
That's what I wanted to tell the woman that had the sore, that had the diabetes and the sore foot, but I figured she would think that I was nuts. But anytime that you want to heal pain, inflammation in the feet or the legs, walking barefoot is going to be one of the best strategies of all time on the dirt, if you have a place to do it. But I think earthing is wonderful.
I was also looking at where you actually plug into your ground socket and sleep on grounded sheets or grounded pads.
Sure, you can try. Yeah, they have those that are made of silver wires that are in the sheet, and you can just put it in the ground, and yeah, you could do that.
Yeah, the tie-in on the thing was to the in the information, it says that it lowers cortisol hormones.
Well, I tell you, anything that lowers cortisol is going to be a godsend, because as we age, cortisol tends to go up, and cortisol will rip you to shreds.
In the 24-hour dried urine testing, it measures the cortisol levels. Have you ever done any of that?
No, I have not. I've only used saliva testing for that, but that's interesting. Is there a lab somewhere that does the dried urine testing?
Yes, there is, and you can do it yourself.
Listen, I'm already totally on board. Anything that you can do yourself where you don't have to go to a hospital, I am for, buddy. Whew.
The acronym is DUTCH, D-U-T-C-H, Dried Urine Testing for Comprehensive Hormones, and it gives you a 24-hour read instead of a blood test. Just gives you that momentary.
Yeah, no. I like this right here. Now, do you know the name of the lab that does it?
No, I don't, but they developed the test, and you just Google up Dutch.
Okay, that's what I'll do. And
it'll show it to you on the thing. I just
how do you spell urine? No, I'm joking. But dry.
Y-O-U-R-I-N-E.
I still remember 30 years ago in class, Wayne said, "You mean urine or Mayan?" Anyway, sorry. But I'm going to look into that, because that's fascinating. Do you know how cost-effective it is?
I think it's around $400 what I think.
Well, that may be pricey for some people, but for a person that wants to get their health under control and they want to have knowledge and wisdom, that might be the right price.
Then one other thing, I'd like to, in a really kind way, challenge you on one thing you said this morning.
Sure, yeah, challenge.
In the recommendation for K2 and D3,
yeah,
you left out A. I was just wondering if you just forgot about it, or you...
Oh, no. I'm just trying to give her a simple idea. I mean, obviously, you and I could talk about vitamin A. I could go through all the B vitamins. Okay, if there's 47 B vitamins, there's probably not enough time to mention each one of them. But no, that's a good point. But see, you get the vitamin A when you eat real food.
Okay.
Would you agree with that?
Well, I would if it's animal-based.
Well, yeah. I mean, you haven't heard me promote total vegan vegetarian lifestyle. I just haven't done that.
But those people are sick.
Well, there are some that are probably healthier than others, I'll say it that way. Yeah, but that's one of the reasons why cod liver oil is probably one of the greatest superfoods of all time, because it's a rare source of a little bit of a vitamin D3 and vitamin A.
I really paid a lot of attention to that, and you need adequate amounts of A and D3 to produce the K2 dependent proteins,
mm-hmm.
but they have to be in equal amounts, and they kind of work as a triplicate. You have to have all three of them.
See,
the K2 in the world won't be any good if you don't have the dependent proteins that are produced by having adequate A and D3.
And see, those proteins are manufactured by your pancreas.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the reasons why when somebody is in a foul mood or they're under great stress, the pancreas will shut down its production of proteins. And so the last time I checked, all K2 is going to be processed and stored in the pancreas. So it's not by happenstance that when someone's low in K2, they have blood sugar problems.
I agree. And I also like your recommendation on magnesium. I just think that's a miracle.
Well, there probably was a time there was plenty of magnesium in the soil, and the plants could just drink it up like there's no tomorrow. But those days are gone, aren't they? Unless you're fortifying your soil.
Well, I do. I just buy it. I go to the dollar store and buy the
Epsom salt.
Epsom salt?
Yeah, there you go.
And it's the cheapest fertilizer for magnesium and sulfur ever, but don't put it on the onions.
Oh, don't put it on the onions. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, because in East Texas, we pride ourselves in low sulfur onions, which means they don't sting.
Oh,
if
no,
you
need
sulfur.
Sulfur's what
you
want.
If you add sulfur, it's going to make them burn.
Yeah, that's right. That's what hellfire and brimstone's made of, sulfur. I think it's going to burn a little bit.
And I had to run in the house to find my phone. I was listening. Spell the herb that Gymnema.
No, it's Gymnema. That's G Y M. Like you're going to go work out at the gym.
Yes,
and
okay.
Then N as in Nathan. E M A. Gymnema.
Okay. Okay.
That's it.
All righty. Well, I just love your program.
Oh, you're so kind to call, and thanks for your feedback. I really appreciate you, man.
All right. Talk to you later. Bye.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. There's a phone line once again open at 903-586-5257. You're listening to KBJS, probably your favorite radio station every Saturday morning from 7 to 8, right? All right. Good morning. Welcome to the program.
Hello, this is Lynn.
Hi, how are you?
Let me turn my radio down. I'm wonderful.
Oh, good. I like that.
But I do have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
Last week you were talking about the gallbladders.
Mm-hmm.
And in the last couple of weeks, I've had women tell me they have a lot of bowel problems after having their gallbladders out.
Is it usually going to the bathroom too much after they eat?
No, it's being more constipated.
Constipated, okay. Well, it's either one or the other usually. Well, there's a solution to that.
That's what I want to know.
Okay. Do you know the animal they used to offer as a burnt sacrifice on the altar? An ox or oxen?
Yeah.
I think I remember the story of Elijah and Elisha, and I can't remember the number of oxen he had, but wasn't it like 12 or 16? It was just a huge amount of oxen that he was trying to plow with. Anyway, what you're looking for, it's called ox bile, B-I-L-E, like bile.
Yeah.
And so once the gallbladder's been removed, you can't concentrate your bile the same way as you could before, so supplementing your diet with ox bile or bile salts. So you can either get ox bile or you can take what are called bile salts, just like you take salt and sprinkle it on your food.
Okay.
And if that doesn't work, you can always try giving beets, powdered beets. Or you could eat beets.
Well, my husband's going to plant beets this year, so.
Oh, he is? Good.
Yeah.
Do you have a large garden or a small garden?
For us, it's a pretty good size. Last year, I think we helped feed about 5 families out of it.
Did you really? Oh, way to go. Well, you know what? That's what I interpret as just tremendous thoughtfulness and kindness. You're probably a very kind person.
Well, I hope I am.
and I want to be kind, too. That's good. I bet you those 5 families were really appreciative of what y'all gave them.
Well, I think they were.
That'd be horrible for me to get fresh greens and carrots and broccoli and tomatoes.
Well, I've been canning since I was about 25 and, growing my own vegetables, and I'm 73 now.
Wow. You've got some experience, don't you?
A little bit.
Well, let me ask you a question. How many 25-year-old women at church walk up to you and say, "Can I come to your house and learn how to can?"
I've only had one.
In how many years?
She asked me about 3 years ago.
Did she come and study under your feet?
Yes, she did.
Oh, that's great.
And helped me to make tomato sauce and spaghetti sauce and just canned tomatoes.
But she's the only one that's asked you after she figured out this is your skill set.
Yes.
Oh,
she is
that's
the only
great.
One.
Well, that's great, though.
But, for our age, my husband's 75, and, he puts in this big garden, and I do the canning. I still work, and
Oh, that is just spectacular. You're my hero. Keep it up.
Oh, thank you.
I mean, that's just fabulous. That's great.
And I was glad to hear about this Jemima. Ever heard of it?
Yes, ma'am.
Because last year a doctor gave me a steroid shot.
Oh, that made your blood sugar go up, didn't it?
Oh, yes. Whew. And I have had to fight it. My sister-in-law, who is a RN, she said that this was a very bad steroid that the doctor evidently intended to hurt me, which he did. I had five of the symptoms of what this drug would do.
But you did not have a good result from the steroid, did you?
No, I didn't.
Well, do you mind if I ask you what was the purpose behind the doctor giving you the steroid? Was it for some type of infection?
My thumb was hurting down, you know, into the larger part of your hand.
Oh, no. They didn't give you a steroid shot right in your thumb, did they?
No, he gave it to me in my hip.
Oh, boy. Well, did it make the thumb stop hurting?
Yeah, it made the thumb stop hurting, but by the time I got home, my blood sugar was already over 400.
Oh, you've got to be kidding. Man, that's through the roof.
Yeah.
Oh, so dear.
I had to change doctors, and I have found a good one over here in Palestine.
And so you're going to pass on your next steroid shot in the hip, right?
I'll never take another one.
Wow.
Never, ever.
That is downright scary, getting the blood sugar at 400, isn't it?
Oh, yes. Well, it went even higher than that before I got it back under control.
Oh, I'm just willing to bet you were completely nervous and jittery and unhappy on the inside when that happened.
Oh, yes.
Well, bless your heart.
I really had to battle, and I'm still, you know, trying to get it all the way back down.
I know, but isn't that interesting how an event that happened how many months ago is still affecting you even now?
Yeah.
I mean, it's taking a while to wear off.
It was in July. It was July the 18th of last year.
Well, that's 9 months.
Yeah.
I mean, not exactly, but close enough.
Yeah.
Oh, my word.
So, I really got angry with that doctor. But I immediately changed after that.
Well, keep up the good work. But Jemima has been a godsend to me. There's many cases of sugar problems that I could never resolve without that. And I really do want to celebrate the fact that when science and medicine study these things with a clean set of eyes or with a clean spoon, they find out that Jemima is extremely effective. And this is God's creation. I'm not smart enough to come up with this. It's just awesome. I think it's good that we stand in awe of all the things that God has done for us. And science is just one of those ways of trying to name and classify God's creations. And we're giving him the credit for it.
Yeah. Well, you know, I was to the doctor this last week, and he told me, you know, as you get older, the blood sugar gets worse, and, you know, there's no cure for diabetes.
Well, you can, if you have a good result and your blood sugar comes down after you take Jemima. Now, I can tell you this, it's a gross tasting herb. It tastes very, very bitter. I've done it many times. I don't think it's horrible, but maybe I'm going overboard here. But if you suck on a tablet, your blood sugar will drop very, very quickly, and you'll be very, very impressed.
Do you have to get it at the health food store?
Well, you always try to get the highest quality that you can get your hands on, so there's a lot of delivery systems. You can get it in the liquid form. You can get it in the tablet form. You can get it in the capsule form. You can get it in a loose bulk powder. And you're just trying to find a system that works. Me, I can tell you what I prefer. I prefer using tablets where they've used a cold water processing technique to extract the active ingredient of Jemima. And that way you can kind of suck on it, and it goes right into the bloodstream. So I'm kind of a fan of a tablet from that perspective.
Okay. And I would find these at a health food store?
That'd be a good starting point, yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, that answers my answers.
I hope
then.
It helps, and I hope you see some good results, because if you get results, that's without dispute. You can go to your doctor and say, this is what I did, and this is the results I got.
Well, I'm certainly going to try it.
Good. Good girl. Let me know how it works out, please.
Okay. Sure do. Thank you.
Oh, I thank you, too. Thanks. Have
you a
great day.
Have a blessed day.
Oh,
and I'm so glad I found out about you.
Oh, you. Well, who told you?
A lady that I work with.
Really? What's her name?
Her name is Linda. Oh, gosh, I can't think of her last name.
Well, that's okay.
But she lives here in Palestine.
Well, I know I saw a Linda earlier this week that lives in Frankston, but it wasn't her. You don't work at the hospital, do you?
No, I work at the school.
Okay, cool. Well, I'm glad
I drive
you're still
school bus.
Wow, was that you that almost ran over me the other day?
Oh, it could have been.
I'm joking.
Oh, we.
Okay.
But I drive with special needs. And,
oh, how sweet is that? You know,
you
are such a good girl.
Oh,
well, you are doing a great service for your fellow man. God bless you.
Well, thank you.
Well, thanks
and
for your call.
You are too, by having this program.
Well,
you are
very sweet and very kind to me, and I appreciate your generosity. You have a wonderful day, ma'am, and may the Lord bless you in every way.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
All right. If you want to join me on the air, there's a phone line open, 903-586-5257. Tom, you're going to have to leave that button alone, son. Can you hear me?
No.
Yes, you did hear me. You can't say no otherwise. Did you hear him say no? That's just ridiculous. Good morning. Welcome to the program.
Yes, Dr. Morgan. I've had a infection in my right ear, and black stuff was coming out. And
was it in the ear canal itself, or was it a different part of the ear?
In the ear canal itself.
Okay.
And so earache real bad. It was going on for several days, so I went to the doctor. And, you know, I just heard you say steroid shot. That's what he gave me. And the next day I thought I was going to die. I mean, I was...
Oh, no.
I had pain from head to toe. I couldn't get out of the bed. I thought I wasn't going to make it.
Goodness, I'm so sorry for that.
Yeah. But they gave me these real powerful antibiotics, and I've been taking that. But my ears just and stuff... antibiotic to pour down in my ear, and it's just been a struggle.
Did he say that your eardrum has burst, or is it still intact?
He didn't say.
Well, I mean, is it oozing any green or yellow discharge?
All different colors.
Oh, my goodness. Well, can I give you some ideas?
Yes, sir.
All right, number one, you want to get heat on there.
Okay.
So any type of hot compress to help draw it out, because any time that you increase blood flow and circulation to an area that's infected, it just helps the immune system get there and fight it and clear it up and get you over it as quick as possible. So you can do that. I'm a very low-tech person, so I've got to be careful how I word this and I say this because I don't want to get in trouble. But there is an oil they sell at the health food store called ear oil.
Okay.
And if your eardrum is not burst, you can use ear oil freely. It's got a little bit of garlic. It's got a little bit of mullein. It may even have an herb called hypericum, which is just a fancy term for St. John's wort.
Mm-hmm.
But that can give you tremendous relief. Now, I'm only telling you what I did one time. We had a little girl. We were going for a funeral. And everybody in the family decided, they told us, don't stop and eat. Just come here. We'll take care of you. I didn't realize everybody from church was just going to bring chocolate chip cookies and donuts. I thought they were going to have real food there, so they probably overloaded her. But she woke up screaming at 2 in the morning.
Yeah.
And my solution for her was white distilled vinegar and alcohol.
Okay.
And I just make a half and half mixture of it. So even if you had a dropper bottle, you could, or a bottle that has like a little bitty bulb on it with a pipette.
Yeah.
They sell those at Walmart for like $2 or a health food store for $1.50. But if you put a spoonful of white vinegar and just regular rubbing alcohol, that'll probably get the pain gone about as fast as possible.
So my eardrum has burst?
I don't know if it is or not. There's a chance that it is, though. If it's burst, you don't want to do that.
Well, it was in pain quite a bit before that because, see, I'm the missionary in the Ukraine, so I fly back and forth a lot, you know.
Mm-hmm.
15 hours.
Only 15 hours of nonstop flying, huh?
Yeah. So I have to, you know, when we're landing or taking off, you know, I'm.
Oh yeah.
Trying to regulate my ears, and my right ear was hurting for quite a bit. I mean, it doesn't hurt, but whenever I, you know, regulate that pressure, you know, I can feel that little.
You know what I would do if it were me? I would rub castor oil all around the ear and through the ear. Okay. Stop that, son. And I would rub it around there just to help it to start to drain. But okay. I think you'll find a hot compress is probably very, very soothing and very good for you.
Well, I've been doing that. That's what we did when I was a kid. You know, you had an earache. You put
well,
the,
do you think that helps you?
Oh, it always helps. Okay. The warm compress, the hot compress always helps. And
but you need to probably massage the neck, the side of the jaw, anything to help that to drain.
Yeah, the whole right side of my head was just in unbelievable pain. What would cause the black and all the different colors coming out?
Oh, infection. I mean, any time that you have this lady walked in my office. She was a nurse years ago, and her ear was so swollen. I thought it was just horrible. And she went to the doctor, and they pulled out a big chunk of black rubber from her ear.
Uh-huh.
And we're going, how did that get in there? And she goes, I don't know. But even though you can't determine what the cause of it is, but most likely an infection is what's doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that's just a wicked thing to deal with, but you just have had a wicked infection from hell, probably.
You mean like this virus that's going around?
No, this is probably a bacterial infection, not a viral infection.
Bacterial.
Yeah.
From something that got in my ear somewhere?
Yes, that's always a possibility if you have even a small piece of debris.
So don't use Q-tips anymore.
I didn't say that. But what I would say is the number one reason why you have just a thick buildup of wax and debris is because of infection.
Yeah.
That's what earwax does. It traps bacteria to try to prevent infection.
So don't take it out every day, huh?
You probably need to, you need to clean that stuff out because I've seen it so impacted that there's just no chance for it to drain.
I appreciate your help today.
Oh, I probably haven't helped you much, but at least I've given you a couple ideas to try, right?
I've been trying to get through for an hour, so I'm glad I got through.
Well, I'm glad you got through.
The Lord wanted me to get the.
Are you calling from the Ukraine right now?
No, sir. I'm here in East Texas. My mom and dad had their 60th wedding anniversary, and I flew back for that.
Oh, that's impressive. Well, praise God for that. A beautiful marriage.
Yeah. All right.
Well, welcome back to East Texas. Thank you, sir. Bye bye.
Thank you.
All right, if you want to join me on the radio, there's a phone line officially open at 903-586-5257. Good morning. Welcome to the program.
Good morning. I had a laminectomy on my L4, L5, and it took care of the problem from my back to my knee, but now I'm left with numbness on the side of my leg and feel like a big ball of nerves under my foot and my toes.
Did they accidentally sever a nerve when they did the laminectomy?
They did not say they severed a nerve.
They're not going to. Now, can you tell me, was it a neurosurgeon or an orthopedic surgeon?
It was a neurosurgeon.
Well, that's probably the best surgeon to go to for something like that. Well, I mean, all we can do is try to trace it down or trace it back. And so, have you ever heard of using a foam exercise roller on your legs?
No, I have not.
I want you to look into that. Even if you get on YouTube today on the internet and type in exercise roller for the feet and the legs, you've got to stimulate those nerves to heal and repair. And I don't want to speak out of place here, but I remember having a gentleman walk in my office one day, and he had on this orthopedic appliance that had leather straps and metal bars on his foot. I said, well, what is that from? He said, well, I had successful low back surgery. I said, successful? He said, yeah, it took care of the pain in my back, but they actually severed a nerve that controls dorsiflexing the foot. I'm going, okay. So he's got permanent nerve damage because they severed a nerve. But if you have symptoms, it may be the nerve has just been damaged, but it can rejuvenate or regenerate. And that's the nature of a human being.
Yes.
Rejuvenating and regenerating and healing and repairing. That's the nature that God created in us, to heal and repair. So if you get on YouTube and type in how to use an exercise roller on my feet and my legs and hips and thighs, that may be your ticket to getting well.
Well, I should hope so, because I have to consciously know after walking a little while that my foot is hitting that ground.
Yes, ma'am. Oh, yeah. Well, you know what? I'm probably wired differently than the average physician you'll talk to, but I am a firm believer in walking barefoot if you want to fix those things. on the dirt.
On the dirt, okay.
Or grass. If there's rocks and gravel in the driveway that's sharp, don't do that. Or glass, don't do that.
No.
But if you can walk in the grass, the more that you practice that technique called earthing, just walking barefoot in the grass, just pretend you're a kid during the summertime again. You didn't even put your shoes on during the summertime, did you?
I grew up in New York.
Stop being difficult. You grew up in East Texas. Well, do the very best you can.
But I will try that technique, though.
If you could do that for 15 minutes a day, I have a feeling in 2 weeks you'll have a new found sense of hope.
Okay, and I'll look up the roller.
Yes, do that, please. That'll be easy, and I think you'll be impressed.
Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
She's probably calling from Buffalo, New York, right now as we speak. If you want to join me on the radio, there is a line open, 903-586-5257. Let me see. If nobody calls, we'll talk. Oh, here we go. Good morning. Welcome to the program.
Good morning, Dr. Morgan.
You sound extremely intelligent.
Huh?
I said you sound extremely intelligent.
Well, sometimes I try.
You probably read the Bible, don't you?
Yes, sir.
That's why. Okay, go ahead.
Several years ago, I stubbed my toe chasing the kids or the grandkids around the living room.
Mm-hmm.
And ever since then, my toenail has been growing in to my toe and then wraps around the bone and comes out of the end of my toe underneath where the nail bed is.
Yeah.
Is there anything I can do for that on my own?
There's one technique, but I dare not describe it on the radio. But here's what I'm going to say. If you can find a way to work castor oil under that, that may curtail all that. Keep rubbing that area with castor oil every single day. I think you had a catastrophic failure of your nail bed when you stubbed your toe big time, didn't you?
Yeah, and it's been infected a couple of times, and I've had to go hospital.
Oh, dear. No, really work it over. Massage all around that area with castor oil, but one of the techniques is you're trying to get castor oil under the toenail. I'll let you use your imagination for that. The other thing that I might consider is I just might put Vicks Vapor Rub on it and see what happens.
Vicks Vapor Rub?
Yeah, just see what happens.
Okay.
I mean, it's non-toxic. Castor oil is not toxic.
Okay. Well, I soak my feet. Especially that foot that the toenail is growing out from underneath.
Does that help?
Not really.
Okay, well, I think you got to find a little tool of some kind, and you have to dig out under there and find a way to get castor oil under it.
Okay, I'll try it.
Well, I mean, there's some interrogators that work in Afghanistan right now that'd be glad to show you how to do that. I'm joking. Well, that's a joke.
Well, they'd have to pull it out the end of my toe because that's where the nail is.
Yeah, exactly. That's right. I'm sorry. That was a bad joke. So, yeah, you got to find a way to work castor oil underneath it.
Okay. I don't know how I'll do that because there's no nail on top of my foot.
Well, so, tell me, describe again. Do you have a nail bed that's growing a toenail?
No.
Okay.
Well, I have a toenail that's growing.
But
the back of the bed. It doesn't grow out over the top of the toe. It's growing into the toe.
Well, you're going to have to find a way to dig out under it. I know that doesn't sound good, so if it involves a Dremel tool or a circular saw. That's a joke about the circular saw. Don't do that.
I was thinking about a hatchet, to tell you the truth.
Well, and you're probably desperate enough for a hatchet, but you got to find a way to get under there with castor oil if you want to grow out straight.
Okay, I'll give it a shot.
And so if that involves, well, there's probably several podiatrists that are listening right now and cringing. Well, what does the podiatrist tell you to do about it?
Well, I tried to get a bone saw doctor to cut it off one time. He wouldn't do it, though.
Well, what recommendations are they giving you to resolve this?
Nothing.
Okay, then. Well,
absolutely.
Let's get some. And so it may just use a little bit of creativity to drill and tap a hole in it and get some castor oil in there. That's about the only thing that I've seen work.
Through the skin?
No, through the nail.
There's no nail other than what's coming out the bottom of my toe.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. I mean, I don't, you know, you got to understand, this is radio, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a magnifying glass where I can look at your toe. I'm just trying to use my imagination to figure this out. And you're doing a great job of describing it, but I cannot see your toe. It's radio.
Yeah, okay.
So forgive me for not giving you the very best attention, but if your big toe was right here about 10 inches from my face, I could tell you a little bit more about it. So,
All right,
but I'll, if you want to get on the KBGS website and take some pictures and load them on the website so everybody can look at it, okay?
Yeah, I don't think they want to see this.
Okay. No, but thanks for your phone call, and let me know how it works out, okay?
Thank you, Dr.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. All right, if you'd like to call me on the radio, there's a phone line open at 903-586-5257. I feel like I have a monkey crawling all over me. Good morning. Welcome to the program.
Yes, good morning, Doc.
How are you?
Oh, I'm doing better than I deserve.
Good.
Yes, sir. Well, my blood pressure, my pulse, everything is good. However, it's increased lately, but I have been having trouble when I lay down to go to sleep. My heartbeat seems to get more rapid. You know, I can be tired. I can be tired, and then all of a sudden I lay down and go to sleep, and I'm awake. And I've also been getting kind of a queasy butterfly feeling in my stomach throughout the day, or especially at night when I'm trying to go to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my situation. I need to get my sleep, and I'm getting to sleep. It just takes a long time.
Are you having any extraordinary amount of stress in your life?
I live with stress. Stress is my buddy.
Well, if it's just mild stress, yes, your buddy. But if it's severe stress, that is not your buddy. But anyway, one of the common symptoms that you have is when you lay down, your heart starts pounding harder and working harder and racing. And if you can't go to sleep, that's probably because you have high levels of stress hormones. You need B vitamins.
Okay.
B vitamins, that's a very, very common sign that you're low in B vitamins, is laying down to go to sleep, but you can't go to sleep. And your heart racing, more so when you lay down.
Well, I just started taking them about a week or so ago. It hadn't made a big difference.
Well, you sure want natural B vitamins. If you can find some B vitamins that are made of calf liver and nutritional yeast, that's probably going to give you the biggest bang for your buck.
Okay.
Because that will contain all 47 B vitamins, not just... I mean, I look at labels all the time when people bring their stuff in for me to look at. But there was one lady that brought in the supplement this week. I think it was exactly 12 B vitamins, and I was impressed. But that's 12. That's not 47. So when you get it from... calf heart or from calf liver or from nutritional yeast, you'll easily get all of them.
Okay.
Do you have any fluid retention in your legs?
No.
You know what your source of stress is, don't you?
I've got several.
Not just one, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, well, it just means that your body's starting to lose or become depleted in B vitamins probably. So if you'll take natural B vitamins, you should see a change for the better. If it were me, I'd take Hawthorne and magnesium and probably some cod liver oil.
Okay, I'm taking magnesium, but I'll take, all right.
But cod liver oil is definitely a superfood. You talk about something that helps the heart and the blood and the circulation, that's it.
Okay.
And, of course, I'm a huge fan of Hawthorne.
All right.
And see if your fortunes change for the better, because you need to stay in good working order, and you need to be healthy and strong, and you need to keep going, don't you?
I sure do.
Your family needs you, don't they?
Yeah.
Who needs you more, the dog or the family?
Well, to get their back scratched.
Oh, I see. Well, I pray that your fortunes change and turn for the better, but try those things and see if that's a great benefit to you, all right?
Okay, sounds good.
Yeah, thanks for your phone call. I really appreciate it today. Have a good weekend, man.
Thank you, you too.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. All right, you're listening to KBJS FM 90.3.